Back to our live coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic from Naknek, Alaska. I'm Wesley Foster, and our game coming up in just moments is the Kinko Kijex against Manicotic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players from Manicotic are out there on the floor warming up, whereas we've got 3, 6, 8 members from the King Cove T-Jex. It will be a show to remember as Ian Samuelson, definitely an all-tourney player, will make a return visit to the floors of the gymnasium here at the Bristol Bay High School in Naknek. 2016 coverage coming up. We are looking at the coverage now, and we are in the boys' division. Bristol Bay and Togiak will be playing a little bit later on this evening, whereas right now we are in the winner's bracket, Team Cove taking on Manicotic. The winner will face either Togiak or Bristol Bay. Still getting some of my papers worked up, and we will get some coverage, as we're down to about a minute and a half before the game is to start. We want to thank the following for sponsoring our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic: Delta Western, Glacier Construction, Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Worldwide Fuel, Pontina Fisheries, PNC Heating, Bristol Bay Cellular, Naknek Community Chapel, King Vine Service, Al and Lou's Bed and Breakfast, Peninsula Automotive, Coastal Surveyors, all fine sponsors of our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. Suiting up this evening for the Togiak, our Manicotic link, we have Riley Rogers, Simeon Tukatuk, Carlos Glocco, Jeffrey Glocco, Byron Boken, and Edward Nick III. For the King Cove T-Jex, we have Graydon Severin, Jason Duarte, Ian Samuelson, Robert Christensen, Gary Mack, Levi Larson, Connor Samuelson, and Larson Dillon. Those are your suitor-uppers for the squad. And again, only one substitution for the Manicotic Lynx, and we have Jeffrey Glocco, who easily gives up about 3 inches on Connor Samuelson. Connor getting the tip. Ian will get the control over to Connor into Christensen at the free throw line. In and out. Rebound by Levi. Levi, not necessarily a starter. Severin normally is, and he is in there. We got Severin, lob pass into Ian, and Ian starts off with an easy one. It's 2-0 at the 7:38 mark. Jeff Glocco with mismatched tennis shoes has Carlos up there with him. Over to the left side, into the lane. Ball is mishandled. Ian Samuelson out quickly with it. And Ian putting out a lot of energy for 2 points. Ball down to the left side. And Jeffrey Glocco puts Manicotic on the board. And full court pressure. Over to Rogers. Rogers loses the handle and loses the ball as well. So we're going to have to, the only guy sitting down on the bench, I can't see his number, everyone else has got to be in. Jeff over to Carlos. Carlos on the right side. Woo! A 8 foot past the 3 foot line, and Jeffrey Glocco puts a long one up. Ian Samuelson coming in with Tuckaluck, And Tugaluk must have given Ian too much trouble. Nick with an attempt and miss. Tugaluk giving it to Jeffrey Glocko for a shot in and out. Nick with the rebound. Tugaluk lets Richardson go by and hit the three. We'll give it to Tugaluk. I believe that's who it is. Yes. Connor Samuelson up to Ian at the free throw line. Foul. 2-2. 2-2. 2-4. Loco. First personal. Severin. Severin to the baseline. Around the man. Gives it to Christensen underneath. Christensen puts it up and in. 2 points for Robert Christensen, and it's 6-5 in favor of King Cove. Tugaluk over to Carlos. Carlos back out to Jeffrey. Jeffrey with a 3-plus-5 shot on the way. Not there. Rebound was on the floor. Moken tried to get at it, but unable to. So these boys come over with good conditioning. Ian with a long three off the heel. Rebound by Nick. Jeffrey trying to get it to Tugaluk. Jeffrey trying to get it between the defenders. Lob pass up to Ian, right in stride. Ian on the right side. Ian's got 6 quick points. It's 8-5. Carlos bringing it down. Carlos across the line. Carlos trying to get it up to Jeffrey Glocko. Second attempt by Ian Samuelson is not there, and Severin saw that pass coming 5 seconds beforehand. He steps right in front of that lob pass coming over to Jeffrey Glocko, and it was not going to happen. And Jeffrey Glocko saw that intercept, and he didn't even try to chase down his man. So the boys got to expend energy when energy is needed, not so early into the first portion of this game. The winner here, as we are in the winner's bracket, will advance on to play either Bristol Bay or Togiak. High-flying Ian Samuelson along with Connor Samuelson. Severin puts in a 8 to 12 points a game. Duarte is out there for King Cove, and Christensen is wide to the far side. Carlos bringing it down against Connor Samuelson. Lob pass. You can't have those lob passes. They'll sit right in front of him every time. Jeffrey Glocko in, up off the glass. Jeffrey Glocko with 4 points. Severin holds the dribbles, brings the ball down. Over to Christensen at the free throw line, down into the middle of the lane. No problem for Robert Christensen. He's got 4, and it's 12-7. Bounce pass up to Carlos. Carlos right down the middle with a scoop off the glass and in. Carlos Glocko with 2 points. It's 9-12. Full court pressure. Ian Samuelson behind the back pass to Christensen. And I spend more time writing down numbers than I am making calls. Tugaluk to Carlos Glocko. Carlos is in the paint, off the rim. Rebound by Duarte, coming the opposite way. Ian Samuelson down the right side with a tap up and off the rim. Rebound up to Tugaluk to Jeffrey Glocko, and the ball goes in, and he gets a foul and a hand up by Connor Samuelson. So Glocko's 6 points, and it's 11-14. Should be 12 here shortly. Connor Samuelson going to sit down. A lot of energy being expended by these boys early in this game. 14-11 in favor of King Cove. Jeffrey's first shot rattles in. His only shot, he's got 7. And it's 12-14. Christensen quickly coming down, goes to the left side after he started. Carlos with a control coming quickly down this Left side, gives it up to Tuckaluck. Tuckaluck looking to Jeffrey Glocko. Jeffrey down into the corner, out to Tuckaluck, bounces it off his head, but keeps control of it. Glocko has to reach for the ball. Shot by Moken is off the mark. Mack for King Cove up to Severin. Severin has Mack down in the corner to the right side. Christensen at the high post. Duarte at the low post on the left side. Christensen, high post, right side. Severin, not at the baseline, but almost there. Duarte with the offensive rebound. Second attempt goes up and in. Duarte, 2 point. Full court pressure. Carlos Glocos decides to go into the paint. Lobs one up, gets his own rebound. Second attempt, not there by Moken. And there is a timeout by King Cove. Coach from King Cove, it finally hit me who he reminds me of. He reminds me of a gentleman I worked with back in Wyoming at the post office, and I really enjoyed working with that gentleman in Laramie, but he had so much energy, it was unbelievable. And that's exactly what this coach from King Cove has, is energy. And if he were able to put that energy in a battery, we'd be able to light this community, plus half of Los Angeles, I think, with what he expends coaching these boys from King Cove. Manicotic has six guys. Five of them are on the floor. The sixth guy doesn't even stand up and listen to what the coach has to say. As we are still in the first quarter, 12-16 in favor of King Cove. Jeffrey Glocko gets a tap, the ball loose. Tuckaluck is in the corner. Tuckaluck trying to get it to Moken. Picked up. Carlos can't get to it. Mack puts up a shot off of the boards. Gary Mack getting on the boards now. It's 12-18. Glocko is met by Christensen to slow him down. Glocko gets a pick. Glocko goes into the middle of the lane on left side with a very acrobatic shot. Jeffrey Glocko with 9 points. It's 14-18 in this first quarter. Mack gets the ball across over to Severin with a three on the way. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Graydon Severin. And it's 14-21. Glocko, slow-moving dribbler. Carlos has it. Carlos going into the lane. Tuckaluck has it. Make that Nick has it on the far side. Jeffrey into the corner with a shot. In and out. Second attempt by Carlos is not there. Make that Nick had an attempt at that one from Manicotic. Ian Samuelson will bring it down. Breathe a little bit. Christensen top of the key. Over to Mack. Mack with a shot off the mark. And we've got over the back. Either four. That's Duarte. Over the back. One, I believe, it have to get that guy number 15. Moken had very good position. 2-4-5. Duarte thought he was sitting down. Jeffrey Glocko will take a three-pointer off the glass, not there. The only thing that stopped Ian Samuelson from moving down the court was that he turned around and the ball went off one of his teammates. He hit the ball off of his teammate. And so that gave Manicotic the opportunity to catch up. Foul on the floor by Moken. Reaching in as Christensen got the pass. Christian easily has 25 to 30 pounds on Moken. Much stronger built young man. Lob pass to Duarte. And who's it going to be on? Three, which is Tuckaluck. It was on Tuckaluck. ball by Dwarch is good, as he was fouled in the act of the inbound play. Dwarch has three. Second one is up and looks just as nice as the first one, and it's 23-14, a 9-point lead. King Cove definitely has right now the advantage, unless Ian Samuelson doing a nice job. Mack up for a very uncontested lay-in for the T-Jacks. It's 14-25. The T-Jacks push the Manicotic team against the sideline. Mack comes out with it as Jeffrey Glocko's shot's not there. Ian Samuelson at the buzzer hits it. Ian Samuelson with 10 quick points in the first half. And it's 27 for the T-Jacks, 14 for the Manicotic. We'll be back in a minute.
So there we are right now. The T-Jacks doing very well. We're going to go ahead and give a quick shout out to some of our sponsors right now while we wait for Mr. Foster to come back. So thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate all the people who make these broadcasts a reality. We've got games coming your way next weekend. The teams will be swapping. Boys will be over in Sandpoint. Girls will be over in King Cove, if I understand correctly. And then the very following week, we will have the Peter Pan tip-off. And the word is we will be able to have coverage of that. We're going to work hard to get over there to King Cove and make sure that we have all the games broadcasting that we can. So make sure that you have your radio ready for this next week. Next week we will have the girls over in King Cove, boys over here in Sandpoint playing ball. And then the week after that, the much-anticipated King Cove Peter Pan tip-off. Well, we'll be going over here in just one more minute. So here we go. We'll just wait for Wesley.
We continue with our coverage now of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. The Manicotic Lynx taking on the T-Jacks from King Cove. And the ball is in the corner. Over to Carlos Glocko with a nice shot from the left side. Carlos Glocko with 4 points. Ian Samuelson doing a lot of spinning out there. He better have good ears or he'll be falling over sideways with all that spinning. Mack, left wing. Connor Samuelson up. Back over to the left side to Ian. Ian will bring it this way. Lobs it over to Mack. Mack right into the hands of Moken. Moken quickly down to Jeffrey Glocko with a shot. Comes off the front of the rim. So a lost opportunity there. Samuelson to Mack. Mack down the baseline for a lay-in. No problem. Puts very little effort into that lay-in. He's got 16-29. A 4-point spread as fast as you can bat your eyes. Glocko couldn't make that layup. And they convert on the other end. Lob pass to Nick. Nick brings it out to the right wing. And we got a foul on Dwart. Four, yes it is, Dwart. Dwart says to his teammates, I was standing completely still. However, maybe a little bit wider than he should have been. 16-29 at the 6:44 mark. Carlos will receive the inbound. Carlos going between the defenders. Tuckaluck has to pull up his dribble. Could get it to Jeffrey Glocko. Tuckaluck holding his right arm like he might have a deep bruise. Jeffrey Glocko throws it right over the head of Tuckaluck. Neither one of those gentlemen are of the tall stature. Tuckaluck a little shorter than Glocko. And the ball is definitely thrown way too high. Mack will control it, pick it up, go over to Ian Samuelson on the right left wing. 3 plus 5 shots a little off the mark. I think he's practicing for college right about now. College and then on to the pros. But that long shot was off the mark, and Manicotic will control it. T-Jack, a lot of pressure after he gets it across. Tuckaluck into Nick. Nick with a baseline shot. Not there. Rebound control by Manicordic. Tuck a look over to Nick. Nick into the lane, out to Jeffrey Glocal. To the baseline, let's Severin go by. Tuck a look now over to Carlos. Carlos in the corner, and we've got a blocking foul. 3-0. That might be Mac. Substitution's coming in. Christian coming in. Dwork coming back in. That's on, they have 3-0. That's on Mac, his first personal. Tuck-a-luck. I don't know, that was not hit because it now belongs to King Cove, but that was a very high pass as Tuck-a-luck threw it this way to Jeffrey Glocal. Severin with a three on the way from the right side, a little short, ball's on the floor, comes up with it. You got Tuck-a-luck. Tuck-a-luck with Jeffrey Glocal receiving that bounce pass. Carlos quickly down into the middle of the lane, off to Nick. Nick doesn't get it. Severin. Severin decides to go past Glocal, right up into the lane. Tip controlled by no one just yet. Connor Samuelson with a shot. Dwart with a second attempt. Third attempt by Dwart. Finally a foul. And looks like Tuck-a-luck was down there at three. It is on Tuck-a-luck. You got these 5-7. Let me see if I can find Manicordic in the program to see if some of these teams were sending up the height. Dwart has five as he hits the first one, 16-30. Does not have the height as Dwart for Manicordic in the book. Dwart has 6 points. Loco going down the far side into the corner to Tuck-a-luck. Shots off the mark. High goes King Cove. Connor Samuelson. Tuck-a-luck picks up the loose one. Can't get it to really stay, but Severin comes up with it. Christian going down to the free throw line. Ball is tipped. Carlos, up court pass to Glocal. Jeffrey on the right side puts one up and in. Jeffrey was sitting down. He did a quarter of play-by-play for me and then decided he had enough of that. He says he may be kind of nervous. I would be nervous going against Ian Samuelson. That's where I'd be nervous. Ian down the baseline. Not there. Nick up to Jeffrey. Jeffrey on the left side. Off the glass and in. Jeffrey Glocal with 13 brings them back within 11 points. So King Cove trying to play their ball game, and they do as they find Connor Samuelson underneath on the right side. Carlos bounce pass to Jeffrey. Jeffrey gets the ball taken away from him by Connor. Severin trying to get it down. Ian takes the ball away from Nick, and it will be a foul on Nick. You really don't want to hold the ball. You want to advance the ball. But if you advance the ball, you don't know who in the world is coming up behind you that is faster than you. Number one, Rogers, Riley Rogers, coming into the game. And we have Jeffrey Glocal sitting down to get a little bit of a rest. Samuelson can't get the shot, and Rogers will let it go out. We do not have Jeffrey Glocal in there doing the ball handling duties, as Carlos will get it. He's quickly over the center line. Carlos doesn't get a block foul, picked up by Rogers. Rogers is over there. Tuck-a-luck loses it. Ian Samuelson comes down with it, up and in. On the right side for Ian Samuelson, he's got 12, and we got a half timeout. Without Jeffrey Glocal in there, you really lose the finesse of the ball handling that Manicordic has. Manicordic, a fast-moving team. However, the faster you move, the more energy you extend. Okay, we'll take a... Well, no, we won't. I was going to say a sponsor break. We'll take a little bit of a water break. 309 here in the second quarter, 20-35 in favor of the King Cove T-Jacks. Nick getting the inbound up to Tuckaluck, and a collision right there. Tuckaluck hit Christensen pretty good as Christensen went to the floor, and looks like Christensen could be bleeding from the nose. Has to come out for a short period of time. Christensen, a stout man from King Cove. Ball is back in play. Tuckaluck. Tuckaluck to Carlos. Carlos Gloco. Carlos will do the ball handling abilities out near the front against Ian Tangleton. Carlos to Tuckaluck in the corner. Not there. Severin, long, make that Dort long pass down to Connor Samuelson. And if it would have been football, it certainly would have been a touchdown with only a catch and run of 1 yard. It was that close to the end line. Lob pass into Dort. Can't go. Dort's on his tippy toes. Can't make the second attempt go. Carlos Gloco is quickly out of the pack, brings it across the line. Over to Nick, shuffles down to Tuckaluck in the right corner, and we've got a blocking foul. And who might that be on? 2-5. Connor Samuelson has the personal foul assessed to him. Jeffrey Gloco comes in. Rogers will sit down. Again, they only bring six people on the squad. Lob pass intercepted by Ian Samuelson. Ian coming down the court fast, down the right side, into the center with a hook layup, a scoop layup. Ian Samuelson with 14. Ian with a steal on this end, puts up only two. 16 points now. That's how fast they can have a steal with me just looking down at my papers to give Ian two more. Mack can't keep it from going out as he touched it. Stepped in front of Tuckaluck down there on the baseline. Tuckaluck will get a little bit of a rest too. Riley Rogers, that is, coming in for Manicotic. Carlos way out high. Jeffrey up to Carlos. Carlos back to Jeffrey with a 3+8 off the side of the rim. Had the distance, but it was just off about half a degree from being right on. Ian Samuelson now with the ball. Christensen with a 3 from the left side. Around, Mack rips it right out of the hands of Moken. So Mack's got 8 points now as he puts that one up. 1:30 left here in the first half, 20-41. Loco lobs it back out to Carlos. Carlos down the middle of the lane, puts up an 8-foot shot off the board. Carlos Gloco with 6 points. Ian Samuelson bringing it down now for the T-Jacks, kind of slowing it down. Connor spins to his left and puts up a shot, but it will go out of bounds. Substitution's coming in. To 41 at the 1 minute mark. The King Cove T-Jacks doing a nice defensive job keeping the Manicotic Lynx from scoring too many points. Jeffrey now with Manicotic going down with a very nice spin on the ball. Jeffrey Gloco with 15 points. Ball is to Mack. Mack goes to the baseline, into the lane, nothing there. Rebound, put back up. Second attempt by Mack is not there, and there's a hold. Mac has the advantage in jumping. We've got Levi Larson back into the game for Manicotic. 17 fouls for the Manicotic Lynx and 16 fouls for King Cole. Rebound by Larson. Severin has the control. Ian Samuelson has to cut off 20 seconds, but instead he shoots one up, and he's got 18 points. With 15 seconds, Jeffrey Glocko quickly coming down. Jump stop with a shot off the glass. Not there. Severin with the rebound. Severin gets a little bit of... You really don't want to see that. Ian Samuelson walking off something from the knee or the ankle. One of the two. At 3 seconds left here in the second period. Score is 43-24 in favor of the King Cove T-Jacks. Ian Samuelson still walking off that little bit. I think he'll be sitting down heading for the locker room currently. And I tell you, a lot of quick maneuvering on this floor results in some knee injuries, can result in some ankle injuries. But nonetheless, Ian Samuelson has walked off the court into the locker room. So, Severin, we've got Levi Larson back out there along with Connor, Dwart, and Mack for the T-Jacks. And we've got 3 seconds, 24-43. Severin inbounding to Mack. Mack has to dribble it out. That's the end of the first half, 24-43. We'll keep it right here for a short break and be back with our scores. Our coverage for the 2016 Sockeye Classic is being sponsored by Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Crystal Bay Telephone, King Flying Service, Solchina Fisheries, Heart of the Shire, our fine sponsors of our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. For another source of coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic, there's live video streaming on the Internet. Go to bbbsd.net/live. That's bbbsd.net/live. Log on today. We'll take a look at our scoring coverage of the game as we've got 9.5 minutes on the board for halftime. Simon Tuckaluck with 3 points for the Manicotic Boys. 6 points by Carlos Glocko. 15 points by Jeffrey Glocko. For the King Cove T-Jacks, 3 by Graydon Severin, 6 points by Jason DeWart, 6 points by Robert Christensen, 8 points by Gary Mack, 2 points by Connor Samuelson. And leading all scorers from both teams, Ian Samuelson with 18 points. And on a sour note, as the end of the first half ended, Ian Samuelson came up limping. Couldn't say if it was a ankle injury or some kind of a foot injury or maybe possibly a knee injury. However, he starts limping and heads to the locker room with just moments left in the first half. First half score is 43 for the King Cove T-Jacks, 24 for the Manicotic Lynx. Manicotic has a quick-moving Jeffrey Glocko. He has done 15 of the 24 points. You can't really count on one man to do all the scoring while they only bring in 6 players from Manicotic on the boys' squad. The King Cove T-Jacks have a deeper bench, a much deeper bench. they bring in 8 players. So with that in mind, King Cole has a lot of energy to expend, especially after having such a nice, comfortable lead here of 43-24. So we've got 7.5 minutes on the clock. We're going to take a 6-minute break and be back with second half action. Say that 10 times in 6 minutes. A 6-minute break as you're listening to the 2016 Sockeye Classic here on KAKN in Naknek and KSDP in Sandpoint. A 6-minute break.
All right, 6-minute break. You heard the man. Great game. Hopefully the T-Jacks can hang in, and hopefully Ian is not injured. Well, I want to say thank you to our sponsors as well, to Penn Air, to Grant Aviation, the Copper Whale Inn, GCI, WazTech Electronics, TeleAlaska, the Alaska Commercial Store, the Alu Corporation, and the Schumann Corporation, all for making these broadcasts possible. Thank you so much for these people. They really do make these games and everything we do here at KSDP a reality. So thank you very much. We'll go ahead and play a couple songs for you guys right now. I had a little bit of fun playing some of that 2015 pop. So let's go ahead and see what else we got down there. I'm going to pull up a couple of the new tracks really quick. Well, why don't we just go ahead and start with Zach Brown really fast. Here's Homegrown, one of his recent ones from 15.
Between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Manicouric Lynx. Our coverage for the 2016 Sockeye Classic is being sponsored by Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Crystal Bay Telephone, King Flying Service, Colchina Fisheries, Heart of the Shire, our fine sponsors of our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. Our coverage live or Memorex. We're live now. Halftime score, 43-24 in favor of the King Cove T-Jacks. Ian Samuelson is back out on the court as he went limping off with about 3 or 4 seconds left in the first half. Referees now have to converse about something. He has shrugged off whatever kind of injury that he had to his legs. On the floor, we have everyone except Riley Rogers, Tuckaluck, Carlos, Moken, Jeffrey, and Nick for the King Cove T-Jacks. Dwart is on the court along with Levi Larson, Connor Samuelson, Severin Christensen, and Ian Samuelson. And Ian gets the ball to call. Severin with the putback. Second attempt is good. 5 points for Graydon. Jeffrey Glocko trying the baseline, nothing there. Brings it back out. Bounce pass to right into the corner, and that's the last place you want to be against T-Jack because the ball handler gets a swarm very quickly in the corner. Glocko has it out on the left side, picks up his dribble. Carlos. Carlos over to Tuckaluck. Architect. Call the station. If you'd like for me to pronounce the names correctly, Jeffrey Glocko with a 3. He's got 18. And it's 27-45. 18-point deficit. Christensen right to the center of the lane. And a tie-up. A nice tie-up there by Moken as he gives off at least 30 pounds. At least 30 pounds to Christensen, but Moken was able to tie Christensen up, and it is now Jeffrey's ball. Carlos quickly dribbling to the other side, picks up the dribble. Tuck-a-tuck has the ball. Jeffrey now on that far side. I really do apologize. I don't have a speech interpreter here with some of these names, I can really destroy them at times. Carlos fouls Levi Larson as he brings it down, and Connor Samuelson was streaking down the other end, but was unable to unload the bomb. 27-45 at the 6:18 mark. King Cove has it. Severin high at the top. Will take a shot. Not there. Severin gets his own rebound. King Cove has it. Tuckaluck with a trick. And we've picked his pocket. That's what kind of trick it was. However, trying to get it out of there, loses control of it. Connor Samuelson into Ian. Christensen at the top of the key. Goes again. Puts up a shot. Nick was there. And the coach for King Cove was saying, "Where's my foul?" Not there. Christensen. Jeffrey Glocko with a shot. Christensen with a defensive rebound. And Ian brings it across the center line. Ian gets a pick. Goes around to one side. Yeah. One cannot talk fast enough, no matter how fast of a talker you are, to describe what Samuelson does half the time. He is just a fast ball handler for the King Cove T-Jacks. 5 seconds. As Ian Samuelson was over there on Tuck-a-Tuck. Tuck-a-Tuck will be my pronunciation, if I like it or not. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Tuck-a-Tuck. Ian Samuelson now for King Cove has it. Over to Severin. Severin does the baseline and is fouled in the act of shooting with Moken coming up to play defense. 27-45, and that is Moken's first personal, second team foul for the Manicotic. Severin at the free throw line. Just barely goes over the front of the rim, but still counts as one in the book. He's got six. Severin has Christensen and Duarte underneath, but doesn't need him for any kind of assistance. He's got seven. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. It's a 20-point lead now for King Cove. Tuck-a-Tuck. Down to the baseline. Now there's an acrobatic shot right there, and it goes in. So Tuck-a-Tuck has 5, and number 4, Duarte, has another personal foul assessed to him. That will be number 3. I think he might have tripped over his foot that was squarely planted on the floor. Tuck-a-Tuck shot off the mark and boxed out. Is Nick, who went high for King Cove, but unable to get it. Christensen chases down a loose ball, puts up a shot on the right baseline, and it will be white ball as Duarte, who has 4 inches on Carlos Glocko, will knock it out of bounds. Jeffrey Glocko over to Carlos, lobs it over to him. Carlos going down into the middle of the lane. Carlos still with possession. Moken picks up the loose ball. Carlos telegraphs the pass. Christensen gets it up to Mac. Mac goes in for the layup on the right side. Very anticipating opportunities there. Jeffrey Glocko goes up with a jump stop shot, and Tuck-a-Tuck is on the floor, so it must have been a personal foul on 24. Well, it's not up on the board, yep. Nonetheless, Manicotic has the ball, tipped by, and controlled, though, right now by Carlos, and Mac will get the personal foul. You have to be snappy with your passes, or those long arms by King Cove will snatch it right out of the air. Tuck-a-Tuck to Jeffrey. Loco brings it back out, though. Jeffrey Glocko bounces it right into the hands of Severin. Again, those long arms of the law will stop that pass. Ian Samuelson with a long shot off the mark. Carlos puts the wrong kind of spin on that one. Ball is underneath, comes out loose with it, is Ian Samuelson. Samuelson lobs it up to Severin. 15-foot shot, rolls around and in. 9 points by Severin. Having a fine ball game, that young man. Ian Samuelson only with 18 points thus far. Really has been held down. Jeffrey in tug-a-tug. Back to Jeffrey. Three-pointer from the left side. Not there. Rebound up to Mack. In for the layup. Easy. 2 points for Mack. He's got 12. Tug-a-tug going to the right side. Lobs it into the corner. You don't lob over Christensen. You do not lob over Christensen because Christensen will go high for it, especially if you can't throw it high because Jeffrey Gloco can jump. Stop on the play. Referee's talking to the coach. 2-4. 2-4 is a assessed technical foul. Jeffrey Gloco. Unsportsmanlike conduct, possibly. He really wants a lot out of himself and his fellow ball players. Ian Samuelson is at the line. And that's the first one of the second half for Ian. He's got 19. Second one goes in as well at 20 points. to 55 at the 2:43 mark. Third quarter. Severin will sit down. And Connor Samuelson will come back in along with Christensen, Ian Samuelson, Mack, and DeWart. Ian Samuelson up for a layup attempt, not there. Rebound by Moken. Moken gives it up to Tug-a-Tuck. Over to the right side to Carlos. Jeffrey between the circles. Jeffrey gets a pick. He's going to go into the lane with a scoop shot, and it goes in. Has a nice roll for Jeffrey Gloco. 20 points now, and it's 31-55. 14-point advantage for King Cove T-Jacks. Christensen yet to put up a three, but he'll try to get into the lane. Mack will try the three, though, from the right corner, and it's good. He's got 15. And no sooner can I get the circle on the point, and they're throwing the ball out of bounds, and so it goes back to the T-Jacks under the basket of the left side for the T-Jacks. Lob to DeWart. DeWart gets cool, tip, jump shot. He's got 8, and it's 31-16. You can't do much about that when your tallest guy is 5'10", and he's 6'2", and has a lot of jumping ability. Carlos Gloco brings it out, cross court to Jeffrey, with a 3 on the way, not there. Rebound by Moken. Moken outlet to Jeffrey. Jeffrey in with a scoop. Moken with a putback, not there. Rebound by Christensen. At least Manicotic is getting 3 to 4 opportunities at that bucket. Lob over to the other side to Mack with a 3 on the way, not there. Rebound by DeWart. Right under the bucket, comes off the rim. Mack with the rebound. Bullet pass up to Ian Samuelson and travel. How does one build up the muscles for bullet passes like that? Because that is just unbelievable, and the accuracy that they have as well. 60-31 with 1 minute left here in the third quarter. Manicotic with the ball. Manicotic to the right side with Jeffrey handling the ball. Jeffrey has it on the wing. Back up to Tug-a-Tuck. Tug-a-Tuck into the traffic. Out to Jeffrey. Shots off the mark. Rebound. Out to, and that was probably the smartest move Carlos Glocko could have done on Mac. One, Mac is fast, and two, there was nobody between the bucket and Mac at the half-court line. So a very smart move by Manicotic. 31-60 at the 35-second mark. Ian Samuelson with the ball. Mac in the corner for three and hits it. Mac with 18 points right now for the T-Jacks. Carlos getting the pick. Jeffrey Glocko, he'll take it into the lane. Not there. Dwart with the rebound. Ian's got 10 seconds. Jeffrey right there. We don't need a foul at the end of the third quarter. Ian Samuelson with a shot right side. Free throw line. Not there. Carlos with the rebound. 31-63. We'll be back in 1 minute.
All right, 1 minute now until we will be back for the fourth and final quarter. King Cove doing an excellent job this game, and just wish that I could be there seeing the stuff that the boys are doing, but it's great to hear of the level of quality that they are projecting. It sounds like they have a very good chance of making it to the final series of games tomorrow, and we will have that schedule posted for you guys on our website and Facebook. It will automatically appear on Facebook, so make sure you're checking out for those announcements. We'll let you know what kind of coverage we can get. Wesley Foster has done an incredible job broadcasting for us at least probably 10, 12 games around there. And then he's doing KAKN. So he's probably broadcasted something around 24, 25 games in the last 3 days. So I honestly do not know what he'll be able to give us tomorrow, but we will find out what kind of coverage we can get, and we will work to make sure that we have all the games broadcasted that we can.
Of the 2016 Hawkeye Classic, I'm Wesley Foster, ringside of some of the best basketball that I've seen in a very long time. We've got some quality teams here in the southwest portion of Alaska. We've got some Jeffrey Glocko with the steal from Ian, and just can't make that head fake matter much, as Ian didn't really bite for it. And the second attempt by Glocko would not go in. Mac on the far side, coming up between the circles, giving it to Connor Samuelson. Connor to Ian. They're traveling in the wrong direction. Tug-a-tuck gets a steal, and there'll be a foul. 3-0 on Mac, his third personal. Mac with 18 points thus far for the T-Jacks. Christensen coming in, and Levi Larson sitting down. Now we've got 7 minutes, 15 seconds, a huge lead, a 22-point, 29-point lead, 28-point lead by the T-Jacks. And the T-Jack coach is keeping his players in. Long pass after Glocko gets that shot. Glocko's got 22 and cuts the lead to 20. But the watching the King Cove coach, he's giving all sorts of baseball signs. And he says, don't throw that long one ever again, because Christensen just loaded up. Carlos with an attempt from the low post. Christensen just loaded up and threw it. And Connor Samuelson, as tall as he is, still had the jump as high, and it was still 3 feet beyond his reach. That's how high of a pass that was. Jeffrey Glocko gets a screen, gets a shot off with his eyes closed, but it doesn't want to go in. So note to Jeffrey Glocko, keep your eyes open when you're shooting. 33-63. Samuelson has the ball. Christensen on the left side. Back over to the right side now. Out, way out high. Ian Samuelson going to start doing a weave. Nope. 15-foot jumper. Hits it from the right side. Ian Samuelson's got 22 points. Tied now with Glocko for high scoring of the game. Yeah, you don't telegraph cross-court passes, especially with Christensen there, because he's fast, and you're not going to go toward the ball like Carlos really had to. So Christensen with three personal fouls. Loco bringing it across the line. Samuelson and Connor and Ian both coming up to meet Loco. Can't get that baseline pass over to Moken. Jeffrey Loco on the side, the end line, threw a bullet pass. However, it was not able to meet the hands that it was intended for. 5:30 left here in the fourth quarter. Mack into the lane. Nice floating jumper for Gary Mack, and he's got 20 points. Loco picks up his dribble on that left wing. Give it up to Tug-a-tuck. Loco into the lane, and there'll be a tripping violation. 5:08 in the fourth. 3-0, that's on Mack. Fourth personal. Gary will sit down. Levi Larson will come in. Still a 24-point advantage by the T-Jacks. Ian Samuelson just about picks Tug-a-Tuck's pocket. Tug-a-Tuck trying to get it into Moken, but is intercepted by the T-Jacks, and Ian Samuelson will control it. Ian at the free throw line, in and out, rebound by Nick, and there's a foul on Dylan Larson, who is in there as well for the T-Jacks. So you have Levi and Dylan Larson. Severin is in there along with Ian and Connor Samuelson. Nick is at the line. Nick has yet to score in the ball game, but doing some very awesome offensive and defensive rebounds. Has a nice shot from the free throw line as the first one goes in. 34-67 at the 4:48 mark of the fourth quarter. Manicotic and King Cole both in the winner's bracket, and the winner will advance to play the winner of the Togiak Bristol Bay game coming up not moments, but half hour, 45 minutes is when the girls play, I believe. Yes, and then the boys will play a little bit later on for that right to advance. Severin tries a drive into the lane, but is fouled. 1-5 on Moken. You have to give these men credit, as only six boys came across from Manicotic. Severin's first shot is good, so you have to be in top physical condition. Severin's got 10, if you only have six people on your team. Severin's second shot is good, and he's in double figures as well. So we got three men in double figures. Loco into the center with a high arching shot. Second attempt by Moken is up and good, and he's got 2 points in the book, and it's 37-69. 32-point advantage by the King Cove T-Jacks. Samuelson loses the ball on the spin. Can't get a long pass out. Jeffrey Loco. Jeffrey Loco gets caught carrying the ball, palming the ball, carrying it over the top, going from side to side. Just a little bit too much English on that. 3:52 mark, fourth quarter. Ian Samuelson gets a pick. Severin gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. Graydon Severinson. Severin, that is, 13 points. Loco has the ball way out high. Rogers is in for... Whoa! Yeah, see? I got my boys a BB gun for Christmas, and that BB gun will go about 75, well, let's say a fast distance. That throw by Jeffrey Glocko was a whole lot faster than that BB gun will ever start to think of shooting. That's how fast of a throw that young man has. A couple of tips by the T-Jacks are off the mark, but they still control the ball, and the coach wants a timeout. With a sizable lead of 37-71, he's wondering his men are expending too much energy, as Levi Larson is going to sit down. Dort comes back in. Everyone's got to play on the Togiak team. Dylan Larson has even got some playing time. Looks like he may stay in there. We'll see when they break the huddle. A close-knit team, looks like, with the King Cole T-Jacks. Dylan Larson does stay in there, along with Severin, Ian Samuelson, Dort, and Connor Samuelson. For Manicotic, they have Jeffrey Glocko, Carlos Glocko, Tugatuk, Rogers, and Moken in there. Foul on Samuelson. Shot will count. Shot will count by Samuelson. He's got 24. Going for 25. Ball was on Tugatuk. He's got one shot coming. Moken is sitting on the bench for a little while. Rogers is in for Manicotic. Shot goes in for Samuelson. He's got 25. Jeffrey Glocko quickly down the center of the lane. Rogers with a shot way across the backboard. It's 4-on-5. Rogers get a second attempt. It's just as high as the first one over the backboard. Rogers comes out of there just smiling like crazy. We do have, looks like, Dort on the floor. Rogers got a couple attempts at it. I think they pulled Rogers off the street to get him to play some ball. But you know what? You really have to have a little extra bench to play with that is very difficult if you've got five guys on a team and you got to play the whole game as fast as these guys are moving. And, again, the coach says, you know, you're a little bit too heavy, Dort, to be carrying over to the bench. He's coming over limping. He'll put in a substitution, and that would be Mac. Mac back into the game, along with Samuelson, Dort. Mac gets two picks. Ball is off the mark. Jeffrey, decides not against the three, but he gives it to the better opportunist, Tugatuk, and he's got seven, and it's 39-74. That's a 35-point advantage. No. Do my math for me, Sweet Pea. 2:20 in the fourth quarter, 39-74. A nice, comfortable lead by the Togiak. Make that tough. The T-Jacks. Togiak is coming up against Bristol Bay at the 9:30 game this evening. Rogers keeps Mac away from the basket. Ian Samuelson will cut off time from the clock. Way out there near the the center line. Severin with a three. Mac with the putback on that right side. Mac has 22 points. Both Mac and Ian Samuelson doing a fine job. Whoa, Jeffrey Glocko, right. He must have been a 3 plus 5 feet to get that one. And him and Ian Samuelson are tied for high scoring of the game. We'll see how that match plays out. Jeffrey comes up and gives Ian Samuelson a little bit of defense. 1:15 on the clock, 42-76. Ian picks up his dribble. Ian fires over to Mac. Mac doesn't have anyone on him. Rogers comes up to meet his man. Ian Samuelson's got a minute on the clock. Ian's going to go through traffic. He's going to come back out near the center line on this side of the court. Ian Samuelson against Tugatuk. And now Connor Samuelson has it over to Severin. Should have been a traveling violation on that one, but looks like Carlos Glocko going to go over and sit down. We'll see what the scorekeeper says. It's a one-on-one situation. And oh, Carlos Glocko only has three personal fouls. But 17 fouls with 46 seconds left in the match. It's 42-75. That is a 35-point advantage for the King Cove T-Jacks. Severin's first shot hits, he's got 14. Yet the match of the game is who's going to be the high scorer. Severin's got 15. Jeffrey Glocko will have the ball. And Ian Samuelson comes up to meet him. Over to Tugatuk. Tugatuk going into the lane with a scoop shot. Nothing there. There's another traveling violation by Severin, but the referees don't call it. Samuelson has the ball. Samuelson has 25 points. Jeffrey Glocko has 25 points. So Ian Samuelson gives it up to Severin. Severin to Mack. Mack has the man close on hand. They're out near the center circle. Mack handles the ball with 10 seconds left. Uh-oh, got a foul on Carlos just to stop the clock. It was either stop the clock or I think he actually tripped on his own feet trying to keep up with Mack. Mack is at the free throw line, though, for a one-on-one situation with 5.5 seconds left on the clock. Gary Mack with 23 points as he hits the first one. 79-42 with 5.5 seconds left in the game. Gary Mack doing a fine job. Not quite good enough. Come on, Jeffrey, hit that one. Come on. Nope. So, Jeffrey Glocko and Ian Samuelson both tie for high scoring at 25 points apiece. And we'll be back in a moment with a look at our scoring for this game. We want to thank the following for sponsoring our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. Delta Western, Glacier Construction, Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Worldwide Fuel, Cochina Fisheries, CNC Heating, Bristol Bay Cellular, Naknek Community Chapel, King Flying Service, Al and Lou's Bed and Breakfast, Peninsula Automotive, Coastal Surveyors, all fine sponsors of our coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic. For another source of coverage of the 2016 Sockeye Classic, there's live video streaming on the Internet. Go to bbbsc.net/live. That's bbbsc.net/live. Log on today. I was quickly adding up 42-79, final score. Had to get that from the video squad. We would also like to thank NEA for being a sponsor of our 2016 coverage of the Sockeye Classic. Starting off with the King Cove T-Jacks, three men in double figures, starting off with Drayden Severin with 15 points, 8 points by Jason Dewart, 25 points from Ian Samuelson, 6 points from Robert Christensen, 23 points for Gary Mack, 2 points for Connor Samuelson. For the Manicotic boys, 7 points by Simeon Tugatuk, 6 points by Carlos Glocko, 2 points by Byron Moken, 25 points from Jeffrey Glocko, and Edward Nick III has 2 points. Again, our final score, 79 to 42. Looking at our schedule, coming up at the final two games of this evening's entertainment, we will have the Bristol Bay Angels taking on New Haven in the girls' department, and Bristol Bay taking on Togiak in the men's department. So we're in the winner's bracket. King Cove will take on either the winner of Bristol Bay or Togiak, and we'll have that game for you tomorrow night right here on KSDP in Sandpoint. And we would like to thank them for helping us bring you the coverage here of the Sockeye Classic. So, again, final score 79 for the King Cove T-Jacks, 42 for the Manicortic Link, and we'll bring it, send it to the station, and hope you have a good evening, and thanks for listening.